So here are some guidelines that will make calling it a simple and normal part of your team. If you follow these tips, it will get easier and easier until the fear and emotion disappear from the equation. Number one, pick the appropriate time to call it. In front of a client or that person's peers is probably not the best time. Humiliating a person will get you nowhere. If it helps, take some time to cool off first so that you don't come across as too aggressive. Use non-threatening language and tonality. A person who feels attacked isn't going to be reasonable with you, and nothing will get resolved. Number two, if you're uncomfortable, acknowledge those feelings first. You could say, "You know, I feel very uncomfortable talking to you about this. I've actually been upset about something since this morning, and I find it difficult to talk to you about it, but I'm going to give it a shot because I think it'll help everyone." Number three, ask for permission to call it. Ask him or her, "Is it okay to talk to you about this right now?" If he or she says, "I'm too busy right now," then ask when would be a good time. Don't let the person put you off indefinitely, but at least ask permission. Number four, correct the behavior, not the person. Depersonalize it and deal with the behavior, not the person. For example, it seems that this idea of keeping time agreements has become a problem. I know that we all agreed to be on time, but you're obviously having a tough time with that one. What can we do to correct it? And here's one of the magical things about a code of honor. You let it legislate the behavior, and you let it enforce itself. The code gets to be the impartial third party, the policeman. You can point to the code and say, "It's not me attacking you, it's what the code says, and you and I agreed to it." Number five, state specifically what didn't work and offer support. Avoid the whole story. Don't get into every detail. Just state what happened specifically. For example, "We had an agreement to be on time for all the meetings and you're 25 minutes late. Do you need some support? Do you need to be reminded in advance of the meeting? Let me know and I'll remind you." Quick, pure, simple. Just get it done. And offer to be supportive early in the conversation. When I was in the air freight business, we had a young fellow working with us who was a great customer service person but just could not get there on time. Everyone was always waiting for him. We told him over and over again to be on time. And he wasn't trying to be disrespectful, but he just couldn't get it together. We told him that as much as we liked him, one more time and he would have to find another team to be on, not ours. We discussed it at a team meeting and a couple of the warehouse guys piped up and said, "Don't worry, we'll take care of it." The next morning, two big Samoans showed up at the fellow's apartment and woke him up. They welcomed themselves into the house while one guy got him dressed and the other one made the coffee. And do you know that our friend cleaned up his act? He seemed to start taking things a bit more seriously, started dressing more professionally, and definitely started coming to work on time. The prospect of another wake-up call would be enough to get me out of bed for sure. The team helped him to be the best he could be. Number six, make sure it's clear what the benefits are for correcting the behavior, not just for the team, but for the person being corrected. Always take people to a higher ground of aspiration. Dealing with the minutiae of who did what and why and when will drive everyone nuts. Most people want to be the best they can. They just need to be reminded sometimes. Number seven, remind this person what he or she has already agreed to. Remember, you all created these rules in a sane moment. You've already agreed to the standard. This person may have forgotten it in the heat of the moment. Remind them. Number eight, allow the person to respond. Hear him or her out without interruption or rebuttal and say thank you for being willing to listen to you. Number nine, acknowledge the behavior that you want. down the road, when the person does correct the behavior, acknowledge it. Thank him or her. You have no idea how powerful that is.